one of Jackson's great cheerleaders of all time, former president of CP Federal Credit Union, and of course, most recently, he was interim down at the Jackson County Chamber of Commerce, John Crist. John, good morning. How are you?
Greg, I'm doing fine. Things are going well. You know, when I get pent up in the house here, it bothers me a little bit because, you know, I love to be out and around, especially in this community.
Just share some of your thoughts on what we're going through. I know you are probably as positive a person as we can talk to at this time.
Well, Greg, I think it's something that we'll get through. It's something, and again, I'm a strong advocate of course, as you know, Jackson, but also of this country. And I think we'll get through this. It's going to take a little time, but I think it'll be one of the most, I think it'll help us in many ways. It'll, I think, reorient ourselves in what we should be doing. Like, let's go back to the basics of, you know, wash hands and being careful what we do and all this stuff. And I think it's not all bad. It's hard to say it's a plus, but I mean, it will bring us and realign us into who we are and what we are. And because guess what? I'm having a hard time staying in this house myself. I do go outdoors and walk. I still get my exercises, probably get in about 5 miles a day, 5 to 6 miles a day. And that keeps me busy, keeps me thinking and so forth. But, you know, what you're doing, the radio station is a fabulous job and so forth. You guys do a great job out there keeping the community informed of what's going on. So I'd like to thank you for that.
Well, we appreciate that. You've been around, you know, the credit union for many, many years, banks and credit unions. This is going to be a tricky time, isn't it, John?
Yeah, Craig, it will be a little tricky time, but again, the financial institutions are opened. They're not necessarily open so you can walk in the door, but there are many avenues which you can, you know, you can go through your iPhone, or you can go through drive-throughs. You can go through many, many, many access. And many of the places I know the financial institutions are doing are setting up appointments if you need an appointment. I'm not sure. I assume you still can have appointments now, but with the governor's stay-at-home situation, I'm not sure of that. But if you call them, they will tell you, yeah, come in or not come in, or we'll get a hold of you in 3 weeks or whatever the case may be. But I know that financial institutions are on the list that can be open. They are not, I know a number of them. I know CP, anyway, CP Federal is taken by appointments, and then the drive-throughs and ATM machines. And one of the things which I hope everybody understands out there, because I've had a few people ask me, is that any ATM machine will work with your card. So don't hesitate. If you need some money, great. I don't think there's no need for a run on a bank or a credit union. Nothing of that is needed, because we're financially strong in this community, and so I don't see any major problems. But yes, a little inconvenience, they're a little bit different. I think when we come out of this whole thing, what we're going to end up doing is probably finding new ways to operate our lives and so forth, like using that ATM, using the iPhone, paying direct, and things like that. But that's my thoughts on it anyway, and I think it won't be all bad once we get out of this. But right now, got to be very cautious. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at it by county here of the cases and sadly the deaths. But we'll get out of this and we'll move forward and be, I'll say, better off for it.
John, talk about. Of course, you came to help out the chamber and headed up that operation for several months, and now we have a new leader down there in Craig Hatch. He was on with us 2 days ago. Tell us about that couple months for you. I think that was probably maybe a learning experience.
That's true, Craig. It was a learning experience. I think I have to go back 13 years. I was the chair of the of the chamber, something like that, 13 years ago. And I had the chance of hiring Mindy, which is a great hire, and I've had a chance of hiring Craig. And Craig is a great hire. Craig will do a great job at the chamber. He is one of those individuals that has a lot of experience in many areas and so forth. He doesn't have experience in, nonprofit, but that won't stop him. I think he'll move right ahead with that. But the chamber, as for my time there, the people that are there are fantastic. They helped out in every way because I moved into that position sort of as a stabilizer to make sure that things stayed as they were, and they did. And we had these people run their own show down there and only ask for assistance from myself at the time, now Craig's assistance, when they need that. So it's too bad we've had to cancel a number of things like Graymore, Good Morning Greater Jackson, and the Legislative Rise and Shine, and various things. We hope we can get back to various things. We looked at that. I was in there yesterday, and they were looking at the one concern they have is moving out to one of their biggest fundraisers is the golf tournament in May. And so we're on hold right now what to do with that. Not sure, but probably most of the April events will be shut down for a while. Hopefully they'll get back up. But I want to tell you, I'm going to repeat it one more time because these people at the chamber are excellent people. They work hard, and they work hard for the businesses in this community, and they're coming up with all kinds of new ideas and so forth. They, I would say, are ahead of the curve in many cases. I'd like to point out some of the things that that happened. Well, while I was there, they were already set up. I did not have anything to necessarily do with these, but take, for example, at our annual meeting, we didn't have a brochure or a booklet or a program, anything, a printed brochure. We had that all on your iPhone. And that's a major step forward because a lot of people think, well, you can't do that. I got to have this. But as you well know, it costs money to produce that paper program. And then once you go through it, it's thrown away. Normally. I don't want to say always. I'm a keeper, so I probably have kept all of my programs I've gone through. But, I mean, that's what I'm just saying. That's what I'm trying to say. These people are looking forward to how they can serve the business better and do things better. Excellent group there, and Mindy did a great job putting them together, and Craig will do a fabulous job moving that chamber forward.
Yeah, what do you think he brings to the party, John?
Craig brings a lot of experience. He's worked in many areas. I mean, I know he's worked for companies that have helped put on the Super Bowls. So I think he worked on three or four of those. So that's a national experience, which he's had. He's also, I know he's put on horse shows down in Kentucky with the same, I think the same group anyway. But he was involved in a lot of things nationally. And of course, the biggest thing locally here was MIS. And he was vice president out there and did a great job out there in bringing the track to a along to Roger. He worked with Roger out there. And the two of them put this thing together of out to the track anyway of trying to do something year-round out there, which now you got the faster horses. Craig was part of that, helping set that up and working with that. And matter of fact, he may have been, I don't know if he was the instigator of that or he was part of the team that put it together. I know that. But what he brings to the table, his experience, his contacts, and so forth. And, of course, he just finished working at the Consumers under a contract, and he is excited to have to get started at the chamber. It's too bad he has to start under these conditions. The first day he was in was the day when they closed most things down. So, but he's working through this, and he'll do a great job. I'm excited to have him there, and he is a they'll have a lot of things to bring forth. Once this comes out to the other end, and when that'll be, I don't know, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, the governor shut down so far, but he will do a great job there. And, of course, I have to always go back to Mindy. She did a fabulous job bringing that chamber up to another level. So I see no problems with the chamber. They're going to move forward, and they'll do fine in the future.
I know you had quite a few applications for that position. Did being a local guy certainly help Craig's cause, John?
Craig, I think that might have been part of it, but we really wanted, when we went into this whole process, we wanted to get the best person for that position. And trust me, we had well, I mean, hundreds of people apply for this job. And the consultant we hired narrowed it down to about, I think it was 18, 19 people. And they asked the committee then to take a look at all their resumes and bring forth maybe 8 of those individuals. And then from there, from that 8, they moved it forward to actual phone interview by the consultant. And we got all those notes of what they said, what the question was, how they answered, and so forth. And then we narrowed it down to about 3 people. And then we did a personal interview. I say we, the search committee, did a personal interview with those 3. And it was totally, totally clear who was coming out ahead. And that was Greg Hatch. Greg, again, showed that he loves this community. If there's anybody that loves it more than I do, it's he. He loves this community so much. And so he will do fine just on his enthusiasm and what's going on and what's happening in this world. So I was impressed. In other words, you're going from close to a couple hundred people to down to the 1 person. And luckily, that had a focus on it because, matter of fact, he could move into the position much faster than somebody from, let's say, North Carolina, Georgia, anyplace else, because they'd had some number 1 learned community. And I'd probably still be working, right? But I'm done now. I'm all done because he knows this community real well. So he's taking over. I'm on standby for any assistance he needs. I'm more than happy to help him, consultation or anything. So it was a process, and he came out on top, and it's a good choice. It's a very good choice.
Well, you're done, John, but the problem is I have your phone number, so you're probably not done with us. The chamber will that'll be a important entity during these times. With people are going to have to work together, aren't they?
Greg, they will have to work together, and that's going to be the key to this whole thing. Let me just point out, I'm excited about another topic here. If you don't mind, I've got another topic here about the city and so forth, what's going on with Jonathan Green. I've had a number of conversations while I was at the chamber with Jonathan, and he is a true believer in Jackson. And of course, you know the big problem we had. We were looking at lead pipes and what we should do with that and how we should do with that. And of course, the chamber took a stance while I was there that let's back off a little bit and study this a little bit more. And Jonathan is doing exactly that. He is a he wants to study it more. He's found out some more information. And the lead pipes in Jackson, the city itself, of course, all have to be changed. And we're 100% behind that. But I think we may have been rushing to it too far, too fast. And so that was the stance we had taken in the chamber. I talked before the council a number of times. But Jonathan totally understands that. And I know he told me that he's going to research this probably through most of the summer and in the fall. Probably put the plan together, which he will share with the chamber and then share with also with the whole community. He's very open about what he's doing. I appreciate that. And so I'm a big fan of Jonathan Green right now.
Okay. John Crist joining us today. John, we'll let you get out and do your 5 miles here. We appreciate the visit.
No problem, Greg. Thanks for calling me. And, yes, you have my number, and you're more than welcome to call anytime you want. We can take care of that.
Okay, thank you, John. Appreciate that. John Crist, a former longtime president, CP Federal Credit Union. Of course, he had the short stint with the Jackson County Chamber. Joining us here on WKHM, WKHM.com.